Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Health and Social Services Committee to order. The time is 1:41 p.m. March 18, 2013. With me today is Senator Kelly, Senator Machiki, myself, Stedman. That does create a quorum. On the agenda today, we have one item of business: confirmation hearings for the governor's appointments to the Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees, and Mr. Russell Webb and Ms. Paula Pence Esley. The intent today is to have each appointee introduce himself and describe your qualifications for being appointed to the Mental Health Trust Authority's Board of Trustees. After each introduction, I'll open it up to questions from the committee. Both appointees are online, and their resumes are in the members' packets. Since this is only a confirmation hearing, we will not take public testimony. And if you could be on point and precise, would be appreciated. If there's concerns, I'm sure the committee members will vocal it, or will vocalize that in questions immediately following your brief remarks.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Machiki.
You might, for the record, point out that Senator Meyer was involved in the same budget committee meeting I was, so hopefully he can be right behind me here.
Okay. Yeah, it's difficult sometimes for the Senate Finance Committee co-chairs to attend the meetings this time of the session. So, Mr. Russell Webb from Anchorage. Mr. Webb, please introduce yourself and tell us what you want to tell us about your qualifications for the Board of Trustees, please.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you've seen in the paperwork, I have worked in government for about 35 years in health and social services and corrections. 30 of those years were spent in Alaska, including out of the field. Pardon me?
Thank you for being with us, sir. We've been joined by Senator
McGuire. We have a bleed over. Mr. Webb, could you please start again?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. As the paperwork that's in front of you indicates, I worked in government for approximately 35 years, 30 of it in Alaska, in health and social services and in corrections. My experience has ranged from frontline field work as a child protection social worker and an adult and juvenile probation officer to deputy commissioner of health and social services. I've worked with the Alaska Mental Health Trust in various capacities, including as a Mental Health Trust employee as a program officer since its beginnings. I've worked directly with trust beneficiaries providing services for them, and I've worked in planning and managing programs that serve them. I have personal experience in understanding the needs of and issues faced by trust beneficiaries as the father of a child with developmental disabilities, as a family member of a person suffering from mental illness and alcoholism, and now in assisting my elderly mother. Of course, I am myself now a senior, so I am becoming more acutely aware of issues faced by the elderly in our state. I have also previously served on three of the four advisory boards that assist the trust, the executive branch, and the legislature in learning about issues faced by trust beneficiaries. I have served on the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority as a trustee for the last 2 years, serving on the Planning, Finance, and Resource Management Committees. My background, I think, has helped me to learn a great deal about what programs and services work for beneficiaries and how they can work best. I've had previously responsibilities for managing budgets, and I know only too well the need to make each dollar count for our beneficiaries. It's also given me a good perspective on the roles of the trust, the executive branch, and the legislature, and some understanding of how we can all work together to serve trust beneficiaries. I have been incredibly fortunate to have lived in Alaska for nearly 40 years. I've had great opportunities afforded me by the state of Alaska, and I want to use my time in retirement, since I have free time, to give back in some way to the state of Alaska, and having served as a trust beneficiary in areas in which I actually have experience and personal knowledge and some programmatic knowledge, I think it's probably the best way for me to do that. I am committed to helping the trust develop its resources as best we can so that we have ever greater dollars to assist trust beneficiaries, and to working with the executive branch and the legislature to target our dollars as well as other state dollars in ways that will best help beneficiaries and do so at in the most effective way and at the most efficient way as well. At that, I think I'll stop and take any questions that members may have.
Do any of the committee members have any questions for that point? Okay, seeing none, thank you, Mr. Webb. Next up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Paula Easley, please.
Yes, I'm here.
You want to introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and give us some highlights of why we should support your nomination to go forward, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Paula Easley. This is a reappointment to the trust after my 7 years of serving. I would say my the expertise that I bring most to the trust is my concern and dedication to improving behavioral health services in rural Alaska, where I lived beginning in 1962. And as we know, many bush residents have inadequate access to even the most basic health and social services. And I realize that we can't do it all, but we're certainly looking at trying to improve access, at least in HUD communities, and much of our work involves that. I serve on the executive committee, and as chair of the planning committee, we have undertaken a great deal of research into what programs the trust is doing that are working best, and how we can improve delivery of programs throughout the state. Our planning process has resulted in a thorough examination of our existing focus areas, and right now we're looking at how we can taper down from activities in certain of the focus areas and looking at new ones. Another major interest of mine is applying my knowledge and my advocacy for resource development, because if people have jobs, they can improve their living standards, and of course this involves creating new wealth to help people in rural Alaska support themselves and their families. We don't get much help from the federal government when it comes to trying to develop our state's resources. And that means that policymakers, you and your committee and others, must be much more aggressive than folks in other states in trying to bring about these changes. One of the serious concerns we have, I think you had a report from the Alaska Hospital and Nursing Home Association looking at the growing senior population and the needs of that population, which are pretty much skyrocketing. And when you consider the average income for a man or a woman over 65 is $22,000 a year, it's pretty clear that they won't be able to afford any sort of assisted living or nursing care if and when they need it. You know, even if they could afford it, the housing won't be available unless we do something different. Many of the seniors I talk to are very worried about falling into poverty as costs for everything keep increasing. And we're going to have to look at innovative ways to keep people in their homes and in their communities across the state. That's a major focus that we've been involved in and supported over the years, and it's being accelerated now. I actually would welcome any questions.
Yeah, thank you. We have any questions? Senator Member Cheeky, can I have a motion, please?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that governor's appointees to the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees, Mr. Russell Webb and Ms. Paula Easley, be forwarded to a joint session of the legislature for consideration.
Any objections? Seeing no objections, motion passes. We will forward the names of Mr. Russell Webb and Ms. Paula Easley to the joint session of the legislature for consideration. That concludes the meeting today. Our next meeting is Wednesday, March 20th, 1:30 p.m. for the purpose of presentation by the Department of Health and Social Services regarding obesity prevention. We are adjourned.